This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. We're about the 14th chapter. If you'd like to follow along, 14th chapter, and I think that let's see where we're at here. And I think we left off at the 8th verse. If you'd like to read along, let's go ahead and start reading. Ho, hope of Israel, Savior. Savior, it's Savior in time of distress. Why are you so like a stranger in the land? Or like a traveler who has pitched his tent for the night? Why are you like a man dismayed, like a mighty man who cannot save? You know, they're looking at God and they're saying, why is our God not saving us? Well, it's not actually God that's has the problem. It's the sin that separated the people between them and God. And this is the reasoning that God cannot jump in and heal. We are the called by your name. Well, why aren't you acting like it? We're the called by your name. Have you heard that before? We're called by God's name. We're Christians. Is it so cheap that we can just say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Well, it should be evident, shouldn't it? It should be evident. There should be physical evidence. There should be spiritual evidence. There should be love. There should be a lot of evidence that indicates that that person is a Christian, should there? Do not forsake us. Thus saith the Lord to this people, even so they have loved to wander. They have not kept their feet in check. Therefore, the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and call their sins to account. Call their sins to account. The only way you can stop this, our sins, from being called to account is the blood of Christ. That's the only thing that can prevent the sins from coming up before us and finding us out completely. And then you better hope that your repentance is in time. So the Lord said to me, do not pray for the welfare of this people. Do not pray for the welfare of this people. Don't pray for them. When's the last time you heard God say something like that? Don't pray for these people. Don't even bother. That's a point when God turns over a people to a reprobate mind. He turns them over to a reprobate mind. When they fast, I'm not going to listen to their cry. And when they offer burnt offering and grain offering, I'm not going to accept them. I'm not going to accept their offerings. It is better to obey than to sacrifice. I want obedience more than sacrifice. Rather, I am going to make an end of them by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. I'm going to make an end of them. I'm going to put an end to their whole tribe. There'll be a few left, like Daniel and Jeremiah, but for the most part, a lot of them are going to go down into the pit. Oh, but I said, look at the prophets. The prophets are telling them. The prophets are telling them, you will not see the sword. You will not see the famine. But I will give you the lasting peace in this place. These prosperity preachers continued to hang on to their prosperity message until the end. Oh, they kept taking up their offerings for their airplanes and hangars and mansions and Lamborghinis and all kinds of other things. They keep taking up the offerings, and people keep giving to them. People keep giving to these prosperity preachers, hoping that and praying that all of this prosperity is going to come upon them. Because that's all they know. That's all they know. It's a one-track mind. Prosperity, prosperity, prosperity. This, hundredfold that, hundredfold this. But you know the hundredfold return back in Deuteronomy, the was contingent upon total obedience. Did you know that? And they never reached that point. They never got to that point of being blessed. They never did. And that's why you've got to watch. Just because it says it in the Word doesn't mean it's going to fall on you. It doesn't mean it's going to fall out of the sky. You've got to watch and repent. And that's the major thing that is missing in the world today. It is the major thing. But, oh Lord, I said, look, the prophets are telling them you will not see the sword, nor will you have famine, but I'll give you lasting peace in this place. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets that are prophesying, they're prophesying falsehood in my name. They are prophesying falsehood in my name. I have neither sent them, commanded them, or spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility, and the deception of their own minds. Now that there's a formula for prosperity. There's a formula for destruction right there. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, futility, and a deception of their own minds. They are deceiving themselves. They're being deceived, and they're deceiving themselves. But they sure put on a good show, don't they? They sure put on a good show. Therefore, thus says the Lord, concerning the prophets who are prophesying in my name, although it was not I who sent them, yet they keep saying, they keep saying, see, they're all like a, what if, like parakeets or like parrots. They parrot this same message because it's worked to gain, it's worked to gain finances in the past. And it always works to gain finances. And this is why they parrot this same message. And this is why they can't get off of it. Because they've gotten in so deep and into the money thing that that's the only way they can go. And they have no way out. So they have to depend upon this message. And they have to keep parroting it over and over and over again because the people, by the time they get around to the truth, they've had enough of this easy message that it's going to fall in their lap. They don't even want to hear the truth anymore. They've lost the appetite. They lost the appetite for the truth because it's not palatable anymore to gain finances. You can't gain finances telling the truth. You can't gain finances when you're not telling people that they're living a great life, and they're going to live a great life, and they're going to have prosperity, they're going to have peace, they're going to have everything good and great. And boy, they're all just, they're all for that. And it's, they'll keep saying, there'll be no sword or famine in this land. By sword or famine, those prophets shall meet their end. By sword and by famine, those prophets shall eventually meet their end. They're going to come to an end. The people also to whom they are prophesying will be thrown out into the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and there will be no one to bury them. There's not even going to be a burial service. They're going to rot in the streets. Neither them, nor their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour out their own wickedness on them. And what's their own wickedness? Throwing their children in the fire, sacrificing their own children for convenience, sacrificing their own children to the false gods. That's what happened. It's happening today. Bank on it. You will say this word to them, let my eyes flow down with tears night and day, and let them not cease. For the virgin daughter of my people has been crushed with a mighty blow, with a sorely infected wound. And this infection that I'm speaking of is the infection that they have been trying to drive down your throat of this wokeism, this homosexuality, and all of this transgender. It is an infection. It is a disease. And it is a disease that keeps on coming no matter what you do to try to get rid of it. It keeps on coming like the plague, but you can't get rid of it. It just keeps on coming because there's so much evil in the world. The evil in the world is cropping up and trying to make an Antichrist stand. And it will eventually make an Antichrist stand, and there will be success in what they're doing, because the Bible says that. If I go out into the country, behold, those slain with the sword, or if I enter into the city, behold, diseases of famine, for both prophet and priest have gone roving about in the land that they do not know. Have you completely rejected Judah? Or have you loathed Zion? Why have you stricken us so that we are beyond healing? We waited for peace, but nothing good came. And for a time of healing, but behold, terror. We know our wickedness, O Lord. We know our wickedness. The iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not despise us for your own namesake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, and do not annul your covenant with us. And are there any among the idols of the nations who give rain? Or can the heavens grant showers? Is it not you, O Lord, our God? Therefore we hope in you. It's about time. It's about time, don't you think? For you are the one who has done all these things. Maybe a little late. A little bit late now. Better late than never, but sometimes it's too late, isn't it? It's too late. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, accept us. Accept us by the blood of the Lamb. Accept us into your beloved. Accept us to be born again. Accept us to be forgiven. Cover us with your blood in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And please write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study. Show yourself approved.